you get out of here, you get my call, he's leaving at 11 o'clock for NATO.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he wasn't going to go.
Yeah, he's leaving a lot of time. He said he considered postponing it, but then he discovered that no Secretary of State has ever missed the NATO meeting, and he just figured he wasn't going to be the first one.
All right, I'll call.
And,
That's over, I know, because they missed the picture. Military aids.
It's not vital, he didn't ask for call, but he did,
by 11.
He leaves at 11. But he, yeah, he was just calling to check out and see if there's anything we wanted to call. He talked about the Senate leadership thing yesterday and the great response he got in Cisco. And the president went up with him and all said it was one of the most fearful meetings he'd ever had. And he said they're all solidly, we're doing a great job except for Teddy and Frank and Church. But full coverage.
How did I have to get along?
He did a great job.
Yeah.
He did all the points that we could. Unfortunately, he got a softie thrown over, which he knocked out of the park in terms of, No, in terms of the way your attitude toward the Indians and Pakistanis, he referred to your 1967 visit there and how he said he had, matter of fact, he had raised it with you this morning and you had told him, and then he went through the whole rundown of how well you were treated and out of office in the 3 days. You met with the Prime Minister and the other official. So the wires are, the White House said today that India launched a full-scale war despite apparent progress in U.S. efforts to get negotiations underway between Pakistan and Bangladesh rebels in East Pakistan. He did a good job of just going through the whole series of events and putting in perspective.
Bill, incidentally, in passing, said, I understand India's doing a backgrounder right now to set the record straight on this. I think that's a very good idea.
States? You talking about Secretary Rudd?
Yeah.
States all on board.
Yeah, he said it's a very good idea. I think we need to get it set straight, and then we need to get away from it. We don't know, we shouldn't push it anymore. Man.
That's right. Well, that's what, as we talked earlier, this is a good bridge point. There's nothing else to say about it. It's all out very well. Your efforts with the Prime Minister.
Bill, it was interesting. That said, was the President disturbed at all on anything I said last night? And I said, no, about it. He said, did the President say anything about being disturbed about anything I said last night? And I said, no, not at all. Yeah, I don't know. And he said, I didn't feel I could get into taking too strong a thing in that group and all. And he said, I built up the thing on the massacre and the real problem there because I thought we might need Canadian help down the line. And I thought I might as well lay the groundwork for it. That may have been very, very urgent. So if the West Coast get into trouble and plan this set up, we may be asking the Canadians to help there. So that was his line on what he was.
I wonder how the hell you get into it. I would say.
But he made a sensitive just because he probably, see, Bill is damn.
He's a very sensitive man.
He knows, and he knows he didn't do a good job.
He, I talked to him this morning.
He would know.
I talked to him
without anybody telling him.
Before the.
He would know that he was just, you know that. I mean, you get tired sometimes when you wish you'd said something else or something.
Before the President left the embassy and arrived this morning. I saw him and I said, I thought your remarks were very good. He was kind of wondering about it. And he said, well, he said I was a little bit concerned about it.
He was.
So I think he did.
He says.
He made a point that Henry made a point that he was making, though, that the Canadians did not get on our side on this thing.
That's what he said for his line. He was trying to do. He was trying to build the whole massacre thing, and our mission in this to set the Canadians up.
But he feels that the only people that are against us is Senator Teddy
and Church. So the other guys are, Margaret, Fulbright, Simon.
On the Indian line.
Yeah. I'll send you the right on.
I mean, they don't.
No criticism. Stay out. No U.S. stay out. They're all for the, your line. See, that had gotten around from the leadership meeting in the morning.
Yeah. Well, also, we're doing more than that. We're trying to get the U.S. and ask India to condemn them and don't let them to get the hell out.
Henry made a a good point, too, about the 11-2 vote.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He always does a good job. Take what he's saying.
And he made it clear, what the really effect of what Henry said today puts, without referring to him, puts Muskie and Kennedy way out, you know, out of reality, because they immediately went into the, you know, the rhetoric.
The rhetoric?
Well, sure, I mean, you know, the fact that this administration was not concerned about the fact that people in East Pakistan were dying, and that we had no compassion,
that's
well, it's what you would expect, you see, from them.
But how did Henry handle that?
Well, by outlining very clearly the $500 million that we've given from the very outset, the diplomatic contacts that we made going back to June, that's your direction, he said. When I went to India in June, I was directed by the president to talk to the prime minister and how various alternatives were put forth to the Indians, and they didn't respond. And the efforts that we had made with that your direction with the Pakistani government and what they had agreed to do, to unilaterally withdraw their forces from the border and to negotiate with the Bangladesh, went through the whole series of
those. So are there any non-Jewish entertainers who could ever give up the violence?
No.
None of them very good.
God, I don't know what they are.
A couple of Italians, Franks and Irish.
Every time I come up here, it's a girl in my mind. He's born in Tel Aviv. It's going to be very good, but there must be some guy that plays the violin that's not Jewish.
They don't sell Stradivarius or anybody who isn't Jewish.
Something has to do with their fingers.
It's Australian and she's Jewish. Correct. I mean, it does look as if we're looking at that, but I mean, you know, I don't mind, but I just don't want it to appear that the Chinese have a certain growth. But it's, you're sure that isn't, that we're not getting pushed a little by it?
No,
I'm not sure
that
done on the other side of the year completely.
What a change that to have.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I guess I will. I don't think she knows.
Well,
I don't think she knows it.
No, but I'm just kind of,
for Christ's sake, just don't have, understand, just don't overgo.
It was so wild.
Okay. My God, we had that Beverly Sills.
Well,
I don't think that's very certain that it could be serious. I mean, no fact.